Tuesday is Wyoming's primary election, and while it's not that unusual for incumbent legislative candidates to have contested races, this year several top elected officials will also have to fend off challengers. The most interesting of those is in the race for governor, where Matt Mead is facing Dr. Taylor Haynes, who's run an aggressive campaign, and State Superintendent Cindy Hill, who is challenging Mead over his support of legislation that took away many of her powers for several months. With school starting soon, many people in Wyoming get a last vacation trip in at this time of year, so primary turnout is historically low. University of Wyoming political scientist Jim King joins me to explain whether Governor Mead or any incumbent needs to sweat a low turnout.
Well, I think generally lower turnouts help if there is not contention. Help the incumbent, I should say, if there's not contention. The situation with the governor's race is the exception to that. Clearly, Superintendent Hill and Dr. Haynes have supporters who are very strong in their support, and they are going to certainly be the ones who show up at the polls on Tuesday. You have the potential of the others who are supporting Governor Mead don't have a real strong sense of what they're doing, but they like what he's done and they're comfortable with him. Those are the ones who might not get around to showing up on polls on Election Day. And those are the ones that are really a threat. An incumbent can withstand a challenge like that, but a lot of the concern, I would think, in the Mead camp right now would be making sure people don't just assume everything is fine in the primary and find something else to do that day.
Well, and just to follow up on that point, I was talking with Peggy Neiswanker, who heads up elections in the state of Wyoming. And 4 years ago, when the governor ran in a very, I thought, was a hotly contested primary election, only 32% of the folks showed up to vote. I guess that backs up what we're talking about here.
Yes, but 32% to vote in a primary is actually not bad. Primary elections don't attract as much attention. They don't catch people's eye. Voters will look at it, well, okay, the contested races are only within the Republican Party, and I don't see a lot of difference among candidates. Those are the very common types of excuses. You also have that this is summer. People have other things to do when the weather is good. And, this is one of the criticisms of Wyoming and other states. There are many states who hold their primary elections about this time of year. But, none of these things kind of encourage strong turnout.
We can go back to the gubernatorial primary and just they'll raise one other point. If you're looking for an upset, would it be unlikely, since you have two opponents in Cindy Hill and Taylor Haynes who I guess more or less have a similar view and might have similar followers? I'm wondering if they would split the opposition, and that probably is good news for the governor.
Yes, that's true. You have a situation, as long as two candidates are similar in their views, they each have their strong supporters, but neither one supporters are likely to say, my candidate may not win, so I'll vote for the other one. To try to defeat the incumbent. That's probably not going to happen. So, yes, I think you're right. Governor Mead is probably advantaged by having two opponents rather than having one opponent who would draw from those constituencies.
Yeah, maybe one last thing while I have you here. Pete Gosar has tried to be very aggressive throughout the summer, trying to get his name out there. Does he look like a candidate that could actually file any kind of a challenge towards Governor Mead at this point?
I think it's very difficult right now for any governor, or excuse me, any Democrat in a statewide race. We saw the candidacy of Dave Friedenthal in 2002, but he benefited from divisions within the Republican Party over their primary election. So I think a lot of Kosar's chances have to do with how well the Republicans can come together after the primary and unite behind a candidate rather than being angry and having that anger carry over into the fall campaign. It's difficult to defeat a sitting governor. I mean, governors, they generally do not lose in primaries. They're more likely to lose in a general, but even that is not something that is exceptionally common. And so you have a situation where Governor Meade, with, we don't have any recent polling data, but the polling data that are a few months old now pointed to having pretty good approval ratings, and that's in well up for the fall campaign.
Jim King, always nice chatting with you. He's a political scientist here at the University of Wyoming. Thank you.
You're welcome.